Lawrence Grossmith told me that Tom Walls wanted to take on this Brooklyn Nook, and my heart rather sank, because I didn't think he was very funny. But as it turned out, he was extremely funny and good in this part, and indeed in all my farces.
Yes.
But he was a man, he was a very vain man. He had many vices. He had many virtues. Well, not many virtues, but his virtues were very great virtues. Above all, his sense of humour. He always used to laugh everything off, as I told you before.
Did he get his girlfriends into the play sometimes?
He had a rather poor taste in them, because although they were very charming and nice girls in turn...
They couldn't act.
Yes. In fact, every one that came along was a worse actress than the last.
What did you do about that?
Well, he always had to have a scene with them, a couple of scenes in the play with this girlfriend to show off this girl. And they got worse and worse, and I used to protest, and never mind, I had to write them up for them, and there they were.
Rookery Nook, from the novel and stage play by Ben Travers, adapted by Peter King. Ian Lavender as Gerald Popkiss, Brett Usher as Clive Popkiss, with John Grillo and Anne Jameson as Mr. and Mrs. Twine, Elizabeth Bell as Mrs. Leverett, and Carl Deering as Putz. Conrad, assisted by Percy Edwards.
Come on, Apple's got her! Come on, gal! Off you go! Come on!
Come on!
Yes, come on!
The horse has got against me today. Gerald, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was miles away.
You've got no right to look glum. You haven't lost a penny.
I haven't placed a bet.
I had noticed.
I promised Clara not to.
Mm-hmm.
Before she went off to stay with her sister, she said, "Be good. I trust you." The dear, sweet soul.
Call it a day here, shall we? The horses have. You are coming to the Savoy tonight, aren't you?
I thought I'd stay in with a good Tolstoy and read.
Gerald, Clara might be a dear, sweet soul, but you don't have to turn into a Trappist monk because of it. Just take a look at her sister. That should bring you back to your senses.
Don't hang behind, Harold!
The wind will be back, Clarice!
You're looking better already, Clara!
Thank you!
That's the advantage of living near the sea. Plenty of bracing air, isn't it, Harold?
What, John?
Bracing!
I'm sorry, John!
This Gerald business, it isn't serious, is it, Clara?
Yes, Gertrude, it is.
Mother won't be pleased.
I can't think what Mother holds against him.
He's a fast fish. Isn't that so, Harold?
I didn't quite...
Exactly.
You're not being fair.
Does he still go about with that cousin of his?
He sees him occasionally.
Couple of fast fishes together. They need watching.
If the Savoy is a bit dull, we might pop over to Hammersmith Broadway and catch Bobby Kensington before the show finishes.
Clive, you won't understand until you love someone like Clara. She's put aside all the stories, all the gossip, and she's forgiven me. I now have to prove that her trust has been well placed.
Oh, dear. I've trodden on something.
Yes!
What is it?
My foot.
Oh. Terrible sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I've got another. Your friend looks a bit glum.
What, Gerald?
Mm.
Yes. Oh, he's all right. Very deep, you know.
Really?
Yes. Likes to spend evenings sitting, reading. Tolstoy, that sort of thing.
Does he?
I say,
What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, Annie and I are going to Bognor.
I mean, why suddenly do you announce we're going to Bognor?
For the golf.
Why do we have to go to Bognor to play golf?
Well, the air, the beach.
Golf on the beach?
Annie and Winnie said they'd be there, sunning themselves.
Annie and Winnie?
Yes, we met them last night at the Savoy. You danced with Annie, the plump one.
I'm going straight back on the next train.
I owe it to Clara. Look, they probably won't be there and we'll end up playing golf.
They're all... What? The girls want you to come and play.
Certainly not.
Oh, come on. Clara will never know. It's only throwing a beach ball. What harm can that do?
Oh, all right.
Hello?
Hello. I'm always awfully frightened in the ghost tunnel.
Hey, really? It's only bits of cloth and skulls and things.
Oh, what is it?
Nothing. Something tapped me on the shoulder, that's all.
I'm so frightened. Hold me.
I am holding you.
Kiss me.
Gerald, are you seriously telling me you want to marry my sister?
Yes.
But you were seen at the racecourse.
Yes.
And you were seen at the Savoy.
Yes.
You were seen at Bognor.
Yes.
You were seen disgracing yourself on the ghost train.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Dear fellow.
Yes, yes. Yes. What?
Come along. What? Wake up.
Clive. Oh. Oh, I've had an awful nightmare.
Well, I'm rather looking forward to the Piccadilly Grill tonight.
Piccadilly Grill?
We're meeting the girls there tonight.
No. The old ways are over for me, Clyde.
Nonsense. Why should they be over?
Because of Clara.
Dash it all. There you go again. Anyone would think you were married to her.
Ah, Mr. Twine, Mrs. Twine, your sister looks radiant, radiant.
Thank you, Rector.
No wonder the bridegroom looks so happy.
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
Gerald is quite an amusing fellow. He was telling some rather good stories earlier.
Yes, I expect they were. And I expect they were coarse.
If you say so, dear. Why is he such a bad choice?
Is he a Knight of the Order of the British Empire?
No, dear.
Is he a distinguished Member of Parliament?
No, dear.
There you are.
Yes, dear. Neither am I, dear.
Wonderful.
What?
Being married.
I don't know. I haven't done it.
Clive, now, do stop hogging the champagne and take some to my mother-in-law.
Is she the one in that wedding garment? Looks rather as if she's been wedged into it by some high-class plumber and left for the day.
She has a kind heart.
Oh.
I shall go and find my wife.
She was last seen with her sister and the worm.
Stop enjoying yourself, Harold.
But, dearest, it's a celebration.
Of course it's not a celebration.
It's your sister's wedding.
Clara never had any judgment.
Oh, I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know.
You don't like this Gerald, do you?
He seems a decent young chap. How many glasses of champagne have you had?
To put that one down.
Yes, dearest.
He's a bad choice.
I say, have you seen Clara?
Oh, she was here a moment ago. I think she went to see Mother.
Congratulations, old boy.
Oh, Harold, thank you. Have some champagne.
Oh, well, yes, rather.
We've had quite enough, thank you.
Harold will have a glass.
Oh, yes, rather.
He won't, thank you.
I won't, thank you.
Now that you've married Clara, you must both come to Somerset. With Mother.
With Mother?
Of
course.
Chumpton is very pleasant in the summer. The sea is quite close, and the Mantle Hams often lease their summer home, Rookery Nook. Mother would like that, and I could come across each day.
That would be lovely.
Excuse me. I'm just going to find my wife. I thought you didn't like him.
Well, he isn't suitable.
Then why did you tell him about Rookery Nook?
So that I can keep my eye on him. He needs an eye kept on him. I also intend to invite his cousin to stay with us.
Clive, stay with us.
He needs reforming. Several weeks of abstinence from everything will do him good.
Clara, darling, where have you been?
With Mother. She seems a little better now.
Oh, has she been ill again?
That great fool gave her champagne.
You mean Clive?
How did you know it was Clive?
I guessed. I love you, darling.
And I love you.
Forever and ever.
Darling? Darling? What happened? Are you hurt?
It was only breakfast.
Oh, dear.
You could scrape up the kedgeree, I suppose. Coffee is a little more difficult.
Darling, should we talk?
Gerald, are you bored?
Now, why should I be bored?
With me. We have been married over a month now.
Darling, we have a lifetime together.
You don't wish you could spend more time with Clive?
Of course I don't.
Where were you last night?
Darling, you were in Bath with your mother, and I popped out to see Clive.
One of Gertrude's friends saw you.
There is a perfectly logical and innocent explanation as to where I was last night.
You were seen at Ciro's, yes, with Clive, but you weren't dancing with him. You were dancing with two young women.
Clive was with a client, and I was with Clive. And the client wanted to go to Ciro's. The music was playing. And I had one dance, honestly.
You were also seen at Bognor with them some time ago.
Ah, yeah, before we were married.
Oh, I hope you're not going back to your former ways. I would hate Gertrude to be proven right.
What did she say?
That you and Clive were a couple of fast fishes.
Heaven forbid Gertrude should be proven right.
Anyway, she has invited Clive to go and stay with her.
Whatever for?
To reform him. And Gertrude thinks we should take Rookery Nook for a month. It's still free, and I think we should get away from London.
I can think of nothing better than spending a month near the sea with thee beside me.
Good. That's settled. And I think it'll do Mother so much good, all that fresh air.
Mother?
Finished packing?
Yes, dear.
Oh, see if you can close the lid of this case.
Okie dokie.
Oh, who can that be?
Got rather a lot in here, haven't you?
That's why I can't close the lid. Hello?
Oh, why don't you take things out of the portmanteau and pack a smaller box as well?
I'm sorry. I can't hear. I can't hear. Oh, this is quite a dreadful life. Who is that? Oh! Oh, it's you, Mother! What is it, Mother? You're what? That's right, yes, we'll be leaving soon and collect you on the way. You're not well? Oh, it's not one of your giddy spells, is it, Mother? A giddy spell? It's Mother on the telephone, she can't come.
Hurrah!
What?
I'll close the lid.
What, Mother? You what? Oh, your stomach! Oh, we don't mind stopping, do we, Gerald?
Stopping for what?
For Mother on the journey. She isn't travelling.
Hmm?
It's her stomach.
Yes, I gathered. Better not to travel.
Oh, dear, isn't this an upset?
Well, that's all she seems to think it is.
I mean, an upset about her not being able to motor down with us. Oh, Gerald, what had we better do?
Go without her, I suppose.
We mustn't be inconsiderate about Mother.
I'm not being. I'm awfully sorry about her stomach. What I mean is, we must go today.
Your sister's fussed around and got things ready.
Oh, yes. I don't want to disappoint her.
She's engaged to Daily Woman.
She has taken a lot of trouble.
The only thing to do is to push off at 12 o'clock in the car, as we intended.
Yes. You will motor to Chumpton by yourself.
What?
I will go to Bath and stay with Mother until she is well, and then bring her down to Chumpton by train. I'll wire my sister and inform her. You go now, Gerald.
I'm not staying at this rookery nook for a month on my own.
You won't be on your own. You'll have Gertrude and Harold.
Oh, hell.
Horrid parting from you. You will be as happy as you can without me, won't you?
I shall miss you.
Clive is there, of course.
Being reformed.
Promise me you won't be influenced by him into doing anything silly.
You trust me, don't you?
Of course I trust you. And I'm sure Gertrude will see that everything's all right.
So am I.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mrs. Leverett? Mrs. Leverett!
Mrs. Twain.
Oh, hasn't he arrived?
No, he has not, Mrs. Twain. And look at the time. I may say I was engaged by the day and not by the
all
night.
All right, all right. Has he arrived? No. That's all I wanted. No.
I suppose there is no question he's coming tonight.
Of course he is. That's why you're waiting here.
Yes, but I should never have consented to wait that I'd known he was going to keep me here at improper hours.
You must make allowances. In the ordinary way, the whole party would have been here by this time.
I prefer to work for parties of regular habits.
He will be here.
When?
Tonight.
Yes, but when tonight?
Oh, how can I tell? Harold, where are you?
Looking at the garden, dear.
Is Clive there?
Yes, dear.
Well, call him in.
Yes, dear.
It's much too dark to be looking at gardens.
Clive! Clive!
Where is he?
Clive! Clive!
Clive?
Clive!
All right, don't make an anthem of it.
Come in. Come in.
Oh, so this is the house you've got for them, is it? What a nice house. Nice, peaceful atmosphere for a change.
What do you mean, for a change?
For them. For Gerald and Clara. They're coming here, aren't they?
But I don't see why you should say they want a peaceful atmosphere for a change. They've only been married 6 weeks.
I don't mean that.
Well, what do you mean?
They're on holiday, aren't they?
Well?
Just like I'm on holiday, staying with you.
Well?
Yes, well, I say, what a nice house they're coming to. Lucky people.
But haven't you come to a nice house? Isn't mine nice?
Oh, very. There can be two nice houses, can't there?
But you don't suppose I'd have got them a house that wasn't nice, do you?
Oh, hell.
Dearest.
What do you want?
It isn't I that want anything.
Well, who is it that wants what?
Mrs.
Yes, I know what she wants. She wants to go home.
Wait, right.
She was asking me what time I thought Gerald would arrive.
Well, gracious me, how can I tell? I've been asked that 20 times. Don't ask me again.
He ought to have started.
Started? He ought to have been here hours ago.
Well, something's got to be done about it.
I say, Gertrude, about what time do you suppose old Gerald will breeze along?
Clive, you are trying to annoy me.
Annoy you, Gertrude? I like that. I wouldn't do such a thing. I was going to suggest something.
I shouldn't think that would be likely to help.
Oh, all right. I was only going to suggest a suggestion. Perhaps Mrs. Watsit might like to hear it.
I have no time to listen, sir. I must be off.
Oh, don't be that.
If you knew in what hurry I was to get home, sir, you'd offer to wait here yourself for the coming gentleman.
You must be psychic.
I beg your pardon. I'm nothing of the kind.
We've got the same idea. There you are. We fixed it. I'll stay here till Gerald comes and Mrs. Flannelfoot will waddle off home.
Oh, I see.
If the gentleman is willing, that settles it. I'll get me out.
Well, someone's got to hang about here, so I suppose you'd better.
Righto, then. I'm very good at hanging about.
Well, what's the matter?
I only thought...
You thought what?
Wouldn't it be as well for me to stay as well?
What?
Shall I stay too?
No.
No.
Carried.
Why do you want to stay?
I don't, dear.
Then why say you did?
I didn't mean I did. I meant if you'd rather I did, should I?
Oh, come home.
Yes, dear.
Let me know directly Gerald arrives. I've got several things to see to at home, or I'd wait myself. Tell him I may be able to come over and see him later.
That'll amuse him.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Harold, don't stand there nibbling your straw hat. I'm always telling you about that. Put it on your head.
Yes, dear.
And those whom the gods love die young.
Greenock!
Thought you were never coming.
Well, here we are. I must say, it was very nice of you to be over here to meet me, old boy.
You needn't flatter yourself. I only stayed over here away from those blasted Twines.
Oh, well. You can help me in with my portmanteau, eh?
Oh, hell. Is it heavy?
Yes, afraid it is. Come on, old boy, come on.
All right. Oh, if I'd only known, I'd have kept Twine here to do it.
Move over. That's it through.
Yeah. Where do you want it?
Upstairs?
Well, I'm not carrying it up there.
Oh, drop it here then.
Be careful.
You said drop it. I meant put it down.
That's your bedroom. Oh. First door up the stairs.
How do you do?
Allow me to introduce Mrs. Fanwolfoot.
Leverett.
Your daily.
I'm not so sure I am now. I am a working wife, and mother and bear at home waiting for me as my 5 children, etc. Not to mention my husband and whatnot.
Oh, you've got 5 children and whatnot. I wonder you can find time to be a daily.
However, now you have come, this is the main hall.
What was it before I came?
Known as the lounge hall.
Where you can lounge.
The dining room is through there. I suppose you had all the food you need tonight.
Yes, I had something on the way.
Yes, I should think you did. The study's through that door.
The study? We might go and sit in there.
I can't sit anywhere.
Why? What have you done to yourself?
The kitchen and so on. Those are my quarters. You don't want to see them, do you?
I don't think we want to see Mrs. Leverett's quarters, do you?
No,
we don't.
The stairs.
Oh, impossible.
The door there is the main bedroom. The bed is made. The bathroom is next door. The other bedrooms is elsewhere.
I wonder who thought of that.
I must get back now, hurried. Oh, here is the front door key. I have the back. I will come at 8:30 in the morning. Earlier than that, I cannot be. And good night to you.
Yes, but I say, hold on one moment.
What, sir? Quickly, please.
Well, there were just one or two things I wanted to ask you.
What was it you wanted to know, please?
Well, it's all right. I thought there were to be some other girls here besides you. You know, maids.
Ah, but not yet, sir. Mrs. Twain put them off directly she heard you were coming alone.
Why? Oh, I see.
Good night, then. And 8:30 in the morning.
Oh. Got any bottles in that lot?
Yes, inside. Ah.
I say, Clive, be careful. Look, leave it to me.
Well, I'm sorry, but you had to unpack, didn't you?
Yes, here it is.
Ah. Yes. Water? Say when.
When?
Oh. Ye gods, if you knew what it was like over at those 2 teetotal Twines.
Well, think of me, old boy. I've got Gertrude permanently as a sister-in-law. How different from dear little Clara.
Queer thing, that.
2 sisters, so unlike.
Yes. Poor little Twine. Sometimes he must long for death. Probably Gertrude. The way she dosses him up and makes him trot about after her, wearing his little straw hat and looking like a rabbit at a Stoat's tea party.
Well, you'll have me and Clara here now. Mm.
When's Clara coming?
Oh, she'll bring the old woman along pretty soon.
Couldn't we wangle that I come and put up here with you?
Oh, I don't know, old boy. Rather impossible if you're staying with Gertrude. Mm.
Clara might be able to get you over. But come on, get out of the way, old boy. Let me unpack.
Oh.
Now, don't mess that bath gown about, old boy. You'll get it all creased.
It's a lovely colour.
Yes, all the more reason not to mess it about.
Well, what am I to do?
You must find something else to do. Mm.
This is my favourite garment.
I'm very fond of this bath.
I mean about getting away from Gertrude's.
Oh, well, you can't, that's all.
No, I suppose not. After all, I suppose when you've been married 6 weeks, you don't want other people knocking around all the time.
Well, very little of the time.
And how's it going?
Marriage? Oh, fine, old boy.
A veil is drawn over the past, eh?
What do you mean?
Well, dash it, we had a few bright adventures in our time, didn't we?
Oh! Oh, a veil, yes, a very thick veil.
Ah. You'll help yourself, won't you?
Yes, I will, old boy.
And me?
Ah, yes, of course.
Thank you. Do you remember the time?
No, I don't.
Look here, I say, Clive, while you're staying in this place, I mean, with the relations here and that sort of thing, now don't go and get into trouble, will you?
You know what I mean. With anything.
Oh, you needn't be afraid. There's nothing to be found in this place.
How do you know?
I've been here a whole week and drawn a complete blank.
Oh, that's a pity.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I suppose we shall have to play golf, that's all.
Now, don't give up hope.
We thought we were going to play golf that time at Bognor, do you remember?
Oh, yes. Yes, Annie and Winnie.
Oh, yes, Annie and Winnie. Yes. What a memory you've got.
Annie was the stout one, and Winnie was the pretty one.
Yes.
You old devil, you pinched Winnie.
Oh, I pinched old Annie, too.
Well, as I say, old boy, none of that Annie and Winnie stuff this time.
Well, as I say, you needn't worry. There's nothing here at all.
Right. I've got some more things in the car.
Gertrude only lives in this place because here she's comparatively good-looking.
Of course, so far the only one I've seen is the Daly one, and she looks like a non-swimmer in deep water.
Well, we've only got to look at the place. Look at it now. Only just dark, and you can hear the silence.
What's that? A dog, I think.
Yes, but there was a sort of bang. Why would someone bang a door like that?
Probably should have let the dog out sooner. I'm going to finish unpacking.
Well, you better hurry up or you'll have Gertrude round.
Why, she's not coming over, is she?
You bet she is. She'll come along, nosing around like an old hen that's had her run dug up.
Well, go and tell her I haven't arrived.
But you silly old fathead, I've only been left here till you did.
Oh, I see. Well, tell her I'm too tired.
All right. I'll do my best and then come back. Don't take that whiskey up to your bedroom.
If you're coming back, there won't be any to take.
I'll try and put the lid on Gertrude. And if I manage that, I'll get Harold to sit on it.
Hello? Is there anyone here? May I come in? Oh, a bathrobe. Oh, I can dry my feet at least.
Oh, you ring Rose with the turned-up nose, but don't bring Lulu. You ring first, you're my girl. Don't... Oh.
Oh.
Ah. I say. Sorry. Have I got the wrong...
Oh, is this your house?
Well, I thought it was.
You've just got here or something?
Yes, but haven't you or something?
Yes. My name's Rhoda Marley.
Are you going to a fancy dress ball or something?
No, why?
Well, those pink silk...
Pajamas?
Yes.
I came up from the road. I live there with my stepfather.
Is he ill or is your house on fire?
No, it's nothing like that. Shall I tell you?
Yes, please. I wish you would. Are you happy sitting on the table?
I sat up here to dry my feet. I had to come through some very long grass to get here.
Yes, I see. Yes, the ends of your...
Pajama trousers.
Trousers, yes. I couldn't remember the name.
Yes, I know. They're very damp, too. There's a heavy dew, you see.
Yes. Yes. Still, it's supposed to be a sign of fine weather, isn't it?
Yes. Well... I'd better tell you why I've come.
Yes, do, please.
Well, it's rather a long story.
Oh, no, it can't be. I mean, here you are in pyjamas on my table.
I'm in such trouble. Please do be kind to me.
Kind to you? Yes, I'll do anything. That's just it. What do you want me to do now?
Well, first of all, could you lend me a dressing gown?
Oh, yes. A dressing gown. Yes, certainly. Here you are. This one's rather short.
Oh, thanks awfully. I'm afraid I've rather spoilt that bath wrap.
Oh, never mind that rotten old thing. Anyway, that wasn't why you came here, to borrow a dressing gown.
No. I'll tell you everything.
You're cold.
No, it's all right. It's only that wet grass.
Here, have a little whiskey.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Oh, well, what else can I do for you?
I hardly like to ask.
Well, don't be afraid. What is it?
Those pyjama trousers.
Yours? They're wet.
No, those.
Oh, those? They're mine. I wear them sometimes. Not now, of course.
They're dry.
Yes, just out of the case.
The ends of mine have got awfully damp.
Oh, you want to put on those of mine? Are you going to be here long?
Well, I'm afraid that depends on you.
Oh, does it? Well, then, you'd better put on those of mine.
I'm honestly in great trouble. You do... Trust me, don't you?
Of course, yes. Only, can't you give me just a hint of what it's all about before you put on my trousers? Well,
should it be a minute putting them on?
No, I don't take long putting them on. Well, you'd better put them on.
Yes, but...
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, over here. Oh. A study.
Thanks awfully. I suppose you haven't got anything I could tie my hair up with.
Oh, let me have a look. Well, what about sock suspenders? Or a bootlace?
It's all right.
I have a wife, you know.
Oh, your wife isn't here now, though, is she?
Here? No, my God, no, she's not.
Oh, what a pity. Do you know of any lady in the place who might be able to help me?
I've got a sister-in-law here.
Would she help?
I think she's better where she is for the moment. Oh, look what I found. A bundle of handkerchiefs tied up with ribbon. Will that do?
Excellent.
Now that I'm warm and dry, I'd better tell you everything.
Yes, yes, you'd better. Sit down.
My stepfather, mm-hmm. he's a German. Ah. His name is Potts.
Potts?
Yes, P-U-T-Z. I live with him and a housekeeper. Her name is Nuts. Mrs. Nuts.
Potts and Nuts?
Yes.
Is this quite true?
Yes.
Well, go on.
Well, first of all, I'll tell you what's happened tonight. My stepfather has run me out.
What?
That's his own expression for it. I annoyed him. He's done it before.
What did you do?
Oh, nothing, really. Simply a trifle. Only it was against his orders. He wouldn't have found out, and he not split.
But what was this forbidden thing?
I ate worts.
You did what, in heaven's name?
I ate worts. Whortleberry's the local Somerset fruit. Worts?
You ate worts and nuts split? Sounds like a fruit salad. But you mean to say that when nuts split to Pats, he ran you out for eating worts?
Yes, he dislikes worts.
Dislikes them?
They leave a nasty stain on the face.
You ought to have put them in your mouth.
Well, that's all it was. He found I'd disobeyed him and eaten the forbidden fruit. So he ran me out.
Is he quite sane?
Oh, yes. Very Prussian and masterful.
But why do you stay with him?
Because I promised my mother before she died that I'd stick to him.
Not a very easy promise to keep if he runs you out.
No. I'm through with it now. When he recovers his temper, he'll try and get me back. But I'm not going back this time.
Quite right, don't you? I never heard of such a thing. Words. But where will you go tonight?
I don't know.
Don't you know anyone here you can go to?
None of the people here will have anything to do with me.
Why?
I don't know them. Besides, one of them invented a scandalous story about me.
About you? A dear little innocent girl like you.
Yes. A woman here started the rumour that I wasn't really his stepdaughter, but something else.
What woman said that?
Oh, one of these seaside residential cats.
Was it Mrs. Twine?
Yes. How did you know?
Experience. Mrs. Twine is my sister-in-law.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologise. I'm delighted to hear nasty things about her. So, Mrs. Twine said that about you, did she?
Yes. The whole place believes it now.
Right. If Mrs. Twine said that, I'll do anything in the world to help you. There.
You're very kind, but if it's going to mean any bother to you...
I don't care. Now, this man Putz. You must go back there tonight, of course, but come here in the morning.
I'm certainly not going back. Wherever I have to go.
Oh, but if you won't go home and haven't got any clothes, I don't quite see what's going to happen. Now, let's face facts. Here I am, a married man in this house all alone. You blow in a condition which makes it quite impossible for you to push on elsewhere. You refuse to go back home, and I don't blame you. But do let us decide quite calmly what we're going to do about it.
Directly I can get some of my things, I shall go to London. I have friends there.
You have a friend here, too.
Yes. I think you're being a perfect darling.
Yes. I'll go and call on Putz. Sort it all out.
I think you're splendid. I know it will be quite futile, but so many splendid actions are, aren't they?
Oh. Do you think it would be better if you came too?
Oh, no, worse. No. Shall I go upstairs?
Upstairs?
Yes.
To bed?
You were kind enough to say something about putting me up.
But if your stepfather comes along...
Knowing him, I don't think it's worthwhile sitting up for.
Where is he? Where do you live? That is to say, when you're not run out.
The only other house down the road. You can't miss it. Where is the bedroom I'm to go to, please?
You can't miss that either. Upstairs.
I do know what I'm asking of you. And I do appreciate your great kindness.
Oh. I'll see you through this, and I don't care a bean.
Oh, I have been lucky to find you of all people.
Oh.
Good night. Thank you for the pyjama bottoms.
Blue silk suits you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Who?
Are you Mr. Putz?
Who? Speak it out.
I'm the man that's got your stepdaughter.
How dare you run her out?
Take her back at once.
I do not care for you.
I don't care very much for you. Take her back.
Who are you to say what I shall make? Hmm?
Beg your pardon.
Who are you?
Eh?
You are who?
Don't bark at me like that. You run her out in her pajamas.
Well?
Well, I mean, well, you mustn't do things like that. It's
what?
Well, it's very naughty.
You are who?
Yes, I am, but I don't see it comes into it at all.
Speak.
Gosh it, I'm speaking as quick as I can. Just because she ate a few
verts,
yes.
It is not only that she eat the vert, it is that she disobey me to eat the vert.
You can't do this sort of thing.
What?
Turning ladies out at night in their pajamas.
It is done already. Aldo.
Take her back.
No.
You are prepared to lose her over a few words.
She disobeyed.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Absolute. She will not stay long away, I think.
I think she will.
Go.
Go?
Away my house.
I want to come into your house.
For why?
To get some of her clothes.
No.
Yes.
Nine.
Ten.
Finish.
Good.
If you come in my house, I will call my dog and have you run out.
If you go on like this, I'll call the police and have you run in.
Ah, mm-hmm. My dog shall run you out, biting strongly.
Now, don't be a naughty boy, come Mr. Putz. I mean, now, look here, Mr. Putz. Oh, very well. Now, there is no need to call your dog, Mr.
Get up! Get up! Oh, down!
Why is it so dark? When it
get up!
Me. Can I come in?
Oh, hello. What happened? I say, you're rather muddy.
I think you might have told me about the dog.
Did he actually lose the dog?
Yes.
And what did you decide to do?
Run very fast.
I mean about me.
The only thing I've decided about you is that you're not going back to that house, even if you want to.
Hello.
Curse, hello. Curse, curse!
What is it?
That's Harold, my sister-in-law's husband. Stay where you are.
Gerald!
I'm going to bed.
Welcome to Chumpton.
Who said so?
Clave told us you were here.
Where is Clave?
Behind Gertrude.
But I want to go to bed.
I'm sorry, Gertrude would come. She insisted.
Go and meet her and tell her I'm just going to bed.
Yes, but that's just it. She wants to come and see you.
Going to bed?
No, to see that you're all sort of...
Sort of what?
You're well, sort of okay.
Then run quickly and meet her and tell her I am.
No, good old boy.
What shall we do? Will she come up here?
Yes, she may. Just think what she'll make of it.
Couldn't I just lurk somewhere?
Lurk? Where?
There are some back stairs leading to the kitchen. She wouldn't go in there, would she?
No, I don't think so. No. If she does, then nip out and up the back stairs again. She's coming. Quick!
Kitchen. Back stairs if necessary.
Yeah. You've got it.
Gerald. Well, this is a nice time to arrive.
Oh, don't apologise.
You seem to have made a beautiful muddle down there.
I did that so that I could clear up.
So this is what happens the moment you leave Clara.
What do you mean?
Muddle and mess. Is Mother very seedy? Will she and Clara be coming soon?
I hope not.
What?
I hope Mother's not very seedy.
Which room are you going to? That double one?
Yes, that's the one Mrs. Lightfoot said.
I think that room had better be left. Clara may want to sleep with Mother.
But surely I can sleep in that room tonight.
That would only give trouble moving things out.
I don't mind.
I'll just make quite sure it's quite ready. You know what standards Mother has.
I certainly do.
Then we'll look for another room for you.
Clive, you're not drinking alcohol.
Afraid so, old chap.
Gertrude won't have any of it.
She's not being offered any.
Oh, old boy, now's your chance.
Have a nibble of the straw hat.
Hush a moment. I thought I heard something.
Heard what?
Through there, in the kitchen. Probably a cat.
Oh.
Poor pussy. It's all right. Come on.
Thank goodness I was getting cramp. I think there's been some mistake.
Hey, gods, where did he find that?
It's the girl from up the road.
Oh, then me for up the road.
That noise.
No, not a word. Right, on your honour, Twine. Leave it to me.
All right.
What was that
that noise?
It's all right. It's Harold.
Oh, Harold?
Oh. He went in the kitchen.
In the kitchen? Why?
Did you make that noise?
Yes, he did.
Why did you go in the kitchen?
He heard the cat.
Did you hear a cat?
Yes, dear. He went to let the cat out.
And did he let the cat out?
Yes, a beauty.
I see. He ran up against something.
He certainly did.
I'd better go and have a look.
Look out! Yes, look out!
What do you mean, look out?
I mean, look out if you're going in there. There are saucepans on the floor. Have a look, Clive.
You don't have to shout like that. Oh, what a nuisance you are, Harold. Oh.
It's all right in there.
Is it? Oh, good.
Clear out of the way, Clive. I'm going to look for myself.
You saw?
Yes, but not long enough.
And you saw?
Oh, yes.
Listen, quick. It's on the level. Mm. She was driven from home. She had to come here, but don't tell Gertrude.
No, no.
Oh, I say, but we...
But nothing.
As man to man, swear not to say a word.
Oh, but it's awful.
It isn't. It isn't. Come round early tomorrow, and I'll tell you all. Till then, swear.
Well, go on, swear, blast you. Oh. Hurry up, swear.
Botheration.
Not that kind of swear, you fool. Promise.
Well, I daren't tell girls.
Daren't,
but
that's all right.
Girls.
That's a swear. And come round in the morning early.
But the harm will be done.
Harm? There's no harm, I tell you.
Of course not, you evil-minded little man.
Harold.
Oh, Harold's just told a beauty.
What, dear?
Are you going to leave me to pick all these things up?
No, dear.
I should hope not.
Now then, you naughty boy, explain this windfall.
A perfectly innocent, sweet little girl driven from home.
Go on.
True. You wait till you see her.
I'm going to, but Gertrude will see her now.
No, she won't. She's gone up the back stairs.
Ah.
But you must help.
With pleasure.
She's got to stay here tonight. Mm. But what shall I do? I can't stay here alone with her. You must stay too.
Yes. Well, you ask Gertrude.
No, you ask her.
It would seem better come in from you.
But you lie better than I do.
Do I? Mm. All right. I'll have a pop. Go on now. Gertrude, we thought it wouldn't be a bad idea if I stayed here, but just for tonight, with Gerald.
Why?
Why? You know why, old boy. I told you.
Well, why?
Well, you see, the Daily Woman isn't coming till 8:30. Earlier than that, she cannot be, and I oversleep, and he doesn't, do you?
Yes.
Yes, and I want to be up early because I want to have lunch before breakfast at 7 or 7:30. Well, a quarter to 8
at
least.
What are you talking about?
Dinner. No, simply, I'd like to stay with him.
You're staying with me, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Very well, then. Come along. I'm going now. Harold?
Yes, dear?
You go ahead, Gertrude. We're just coming.
Well, you can catch us up. I'm not going to hang about.
Now, remember, Twine. You've sworn.
Oh, misery me.
Haven't you?
I'm not going to keep my mouth shut indefinitely.
You've sworn until tomorrow. Oh, haven't you?
Very well. Yes.
Hello.
Don't hang about. Go on. Oh.
Gerald, just let's have another look.
All right. The door.
Yes.
All right. Yes. High step.
Is it all clear now?
Yes, she's gone. Yes, but Mrs. didn't see you.
Mr. did?
But that's all right. Don't worry. This is my cousin I told you about. Clive Popkiss, same name as me. I'm Gerald Popkiss.
How do you do?
Very likely he'll help us tomorrow.
There's no very likely about it. He's going to.
Thank you. You've been most awfully kind to me.
Oh, you wait until tomorrow.
Oh, she can't see you.
Oh, that's good.
You must go. Clive.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Clive, old boy.
Good night again.
Good night.
Good night, Clive, old boy.
Good night, Gerald.
Good night.
Good night.
Clive!
Blast!
They'd be making an early start at the Green Hook than I had thought to do. Then they can be back to take the children to school.
Right.
Up you get. Be 5 minutes I should have started and you must see the children up and fed before you go to work.
Morning, Mrs. Leverett.
Morning, Farmer Miles. These saucepans. Someone's been in my kitchen who has no rights to have been. Toasty egg marmalade. I brought your breakfast, Mr. Popkiss. You may think it early, but I have 5 children to get to school, so you'll have to put up with it. From next door, my God. I'm in his bed. He is not getting away with this.
So that's the whole story of why she came here. What do you think of it?
Oh, I believe it, of course.
But you don't think anyone else would?
Oh, I don't know. The Marines might.
I know it sounds unlikely. I told her so last night.
It sounds a great deal worse this morning.
Why? I haven't seen her since last night.
Well, I quite believe that, too. But I wouldn't press that, even on a Marine.
You don't think Clara would accuse me?
Well, I don't know. You see, you've been married such a short time.
I'm sure she'll trust me.
Oh, good. I hope so, I'm sure.
I'm certain she will. Our first night apart, good Lord.
Well, that's all right, then. You know her best.
Yes. Oh, Clara won't suspect me for a moment.
Fine. There you are, then.
I mean, of course, if she doesn't hear anything about it.
Ah, I thought you meant you'd tell her.
Tell her why? If we get this girl away, there'll be nothing to tell.
If Gertrude finds out, Clara will be told all right.
Clara will be told all wrong. If there's a chance of that, I must tell her first.
Mm. Yes, you know, airily, as if you had nothing on your conscience. Mm. I should say... rather a funny thing happened the other night. Little girl drifted in here. Pretty little thing she was. Mm-hmm. No, perhaps you'd better not say that. Driven from home.
You think that sounds as if you've got nothing on your conscience?
Well, it's difficult for me to say what a married man's conscience is like. Me being single, mine's rather elastic.
Much better get the girl some clothes and take her away.
Yes, you're quite right.
What's the time? Oh, about 8:15.
8:15?
Yes.
Well, what about 8:30?
What?
The Daily Woman, you fool!
Good Lord, yes. 8:30. Earlier than that, she cannot be.
Oh. What shall we do? She's got the back door.
Well, stop her. Get into the back door, that's all.
What? You mean go and meet her?
Yes, and tell her not to come.
You come with me. Huh? You can tackle her better than I can.
Oh, all right. You go to one gate, I'll go to the other.
Yes.
You never know which way she's coming. These fat women live in all directions.
Harold, old boy, why are you hiding in the hedge?
I don't want to be seen.
Oh, I shouldn't worry. You look fairly all right.
No, but I told Gertrude I'd go to the golf club. She asked where you were. I said I didn't know.
I see. And you came over here because of your last night's swear.
I felt it my duty to come here. Oh, but Clay...
What?
What is all this terrible affair? It must be stopped.
Quite right, old boy. We'll stop it between us. All boys together.
No, no. I won't get mixed up in it. I've already lied to Gertrude. I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
What, already? You wait.
There's no sign of that Daily Woman. I ran right down the road.
Oh, well, if she comes, we'll get rid of her somehow.
Hello, Harold. Why are you hiding in the bush?
I don't want to be seen.
Why not? You're perfectly respectful.
Oh, I was just telling Harold, now he's here to help us, we'll get on better.
Indeed, yes. Thank you, Harold.
Now, first of all, you've got to believe, Harold, that this girl is a pure, nice, good, innocent little child.
Then why should she be here at night in...
In what?
Well, wearing those things.
She was run out.
What?
She had trouble at home. You know what trouble at home is, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, none better. You'd better come into the house. See for yourself and judge.
Why? Good heavens. Is she? Yes, of course she is.
In his bed. The bed I would have been in if she hadn't run in after being run out.
Oh, ma'am. I waited till I saw it was all clear to speak to you. And, oh, ma'am, whether you may believe this or believe it not, I was at the house of Rookery Nookby 7 or 7:15. And, oh, ma'am, I made tea and up I took it to the bedroom.
Yes, yes.
And, oh, ma'am, the gentleman was not in the bedroom.
I dare say he'd got up. Is that all?
No, ma'am, it is far from all. Though the gentleman was not himself in the bedroom. In the bed, believe it or not.
What?
The person in his bed was a lady.
Who? Quick.
Rhoda Marley, how do you do?
You honestly promise me you saw her yourself with your own eyes?
Oh, how do you do? I'm Harold. Oh, Twine.
How do you do, Harold O'Twine?
I saw her, yes, by the testament. I saw her with me hand on me heart.
Now that you've seen her, can you possibly suspect?
I shall go and see for myself. It seems incredible, even for him.
It's true by the book, ma'am.
You can't possibly suspect.
No.
Just look at her, Harold.
Yes.
You can't suspect.
No.
Come on, heartily, Harold.
No.
Perish the thought.
Yes, certainly.
Go on, then. Let's hear it.
Perish the thought.
If it is true, I shall go straight to Bath and get his wife.
She ought to be told.
And you admit that Gertrude was and is wrong in saying things about her?
I don't know.
You do know, Harold.
Oh, dear. Well, yes.
So now it is your duty to make amends?
That's right. And to do what we tell you to help Miss Marley.
I can't make any promise, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell Gertrude
What, you blithering idiot?
No, now, Clive, Gerald, I'll tell Gertrude I think she's made a mistake.
No, please, Mr. Twine.
What?
I'd rather you didn't tell Mrs. Twine I'm here.
When we get to Rookery Nook, I don't want to be seen.
No, ma'am.
I want you to go into the house and up to the bedroom and we'll see what happens.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't appear to suspect anything.
No, ma'am.
I don't want him forewarned. If it's true, I want his wife to see for herself.
She should see for herself.
I shall wait outside, but I shall be listening.
Look out, listen.
What?
What's the matter?
What did you hear?
Try and get away from that window.
Oh, why?
It's the dreaded woman.
Oh, my goodness. Gertrude.
It's the Daily Woman.
Ah, she's arrived, then.
I'm going to go off.
Don't go now, you fool. She may see you and tell Gertrude. Then Gertrude will know you lied to her.
Oh, my gracious.
Right. Rhoda. Twine. Up to the bedroom.
What? To the bedroom? No.
Yes. Shut up. Now, up you go, quick.
Oh.
Gerald.
Yes.
Wait at the top of the stairs.
Yes.
If she tries to come up, stand in her way and sack her.
Good. Disappear, old boy. Who's that?
It's me. Mrs. Leverett.
What are you doing?
Taking me apple.
Put it back on.
Not when I'm working.
Where are you going?
The beds.
What about the beds?
I start by making the beds.
What? At this hour?
I beg your pardon?
Not granted.
Eh?
How dare you do this? You're very late and very late. If you can't come here at all, don't come here at the proper time.
I don't understand your meaning.
Luckily for you. You dare come here like this hours afterwards, crawling upstairs like a balloon.
Balloon?
Yes. And me with no tea and only hot cold water shave. You know, hot pot tea and shaving. Go away with you. Right away.
You don't want me here.
Not a bit of you.
Oh, in that case.
Yes?
I say in that case I give you a week's notice.
A week?
Yes. A week from now.
Oh.
Pay her.
What?
Pay her.
Wait a minute. Yes. I know. Come here. You're going to be weighed.
What?
Paid. You're going to be paid off now. How much?
Oh, you seem in a great hurry to get rid of me.
Not a word. How much?
I'll take a pound.
Here. Take this and go.
I did not like the looks of you from the start.
And I don't like the look of you at the finish.
Very good, then. I may say I'd have given this pound not to work here.
Why didn't you say that before? Come on. It's all right. She's gone.
I don't think you did that very well, old boy.
Well, she's gone anyhow.
Yes, and I must go now. Please
stay there a moment. Clive, look through the curtain. See if it's all clear.
In the drive!
Oh, my God.
Quick, Clive. We're going for a walk.
Lovely day.
Ah, splendid.
A walk, I think.
I say, what a surprise. Gertrude.
Gertrude? Coming for a walk?
Hello, Gertrude. Yes, why don't you come?
Well, Clive, you must have found your way over here very early this morning.
Yes, I thought poor old Gerald might want help.
Yes, why? Hasn't Mrs. Leverett arrived?
Oh, most.
What?
Most attractive. Attentive.
And the room I chose for you was quite comfortable.
Oh, more?
You slept well.
More? Quite.
Well, my reason for coming over so early was that I've had a card from Clara.
Oh, Clara? Yes, yes, I remember, yes, my wife. yes. Have you brought the card?
No. No, I left it at home. Apparently, Mother is still very seedy.
Oh, really? Oh, that's very sad. And terribly awful.
So I'm afraid it will be quite out of the question for Clara to come on here today.
Oh.
She asked me to come and break it to you.
Yes.
And to make matters worse, I'm afraid I've arranged to be away all day myself.
What a pity.
I have to leave almost at once, as I have promised to motor over to see some friends at Maiden Blotton.
Oh.
So you two must keep each other company and get on as best you can.
We'll do that.
Mm.
Harold will be free later.
Yes. He's gone up to the golf club.
Why? Have you seen him there?
Yes.
No.
What?
Last night, of course, you saw him last night.
Yes.
Yes, I saw him last night.
I know you saw him last night.
He told him last night.
Told you what last night?
Told me he was going to play golf. Mm. Much golf. Mm. This morning, last night. All the morning, early this morning.
I see. And what will you do with yourselves?
Yes.
Just take it easy, I should.
I shall knit.
You've got a nice long time in front of you with nothing to worry about. Then I'll say goodbye till this evening.
Thank you very much.
What?
I beg your pardon?
Goodbye.
Harold, where are you?
Harold? Rhoda?
Where?
Fine.
Hello.
Hello. Oh. What's it like under the table?
Safe.
I hope you've been behaving yourself.
Oh. Has she gone?
Yes, I think so.
You think so?
I'll go and make sure she has quite gone.
Oh, yes. I daren't go out unless she has quite gone.
Right. Now, the first thing to do is for one of us to go to Rhoda's house and get her clothes from Pat's.
Yes, but who?
One of us. I'd like to go myself. Only if I go, I shall have to leave you alone with Rhoda.
Oh.
And, of course, Gertrude would very likely come back.
Oh.
So that's agreed. He'll get them all right. He's a man of great strength of character. He carries a lot of weight.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. You're a member of the Urban District Council.
Yes.
And he's president of the Girls' Friendly Society.
No, not this year.
Oh, too friendly last year? Well, all you have to do is to see Putz, get clothes, come back.
I'd rather not.
You'll find Putz an awfully nice chap.
Shall I?
Oh, awful.
I expect you want to get me out of the way soon, don't you?
Yes. There's no great hurrying. Mrs. Twine's gone away for the day.
You know, when I woke up here this morning, I thought it over and I saw what the world might think. Isn't that the expression?
Oh, don't worry about the silly old world. There's plenty of other places besides that.
I suppose it's because human nature is so cruel that people always think the worst.
No, I think it's that the worst is most likely.
Whatever anybody thinks, you've been tremendously kind to me.
Yes, haven't I?
You've been wonderful.
Yes.
Well, the thing now is to get away.
Yes. My cousin's going to take you in the car. Where do you want to go?
I've got friends in London.
Oh, then you'd better go to London.
Oh, the station will do.
Well, we'll see. First of all, what about some breakfast?
Is there any?
Well, tea. There's surely tea.
Shall I skirmish for tea?
Right you are.
How do you do? My name is Harold Twine.
Why?
Well, my mother, I suppose. Of course, Twine was my father, but my mother chose Harold.
I do not care for you.
Oh.
Why you come?
It's about some clothes. I've come from Rookery Nook, you see. I was asked to come over here, pick up some clothes for a perfectly charming young...
Saved.
You've been very quick, Harold.
Yes, I had to be. Oh, my goodness.
Don't stand there sizzling. Tell us what happened.
I saw him. There was a dog.
Oh, was the dog loose?
Yes, very.
Did you see my stepfather?
Yes, he opened the door and I told him what I wanted. Then he went and said something to the dog. I didn't understand what.
But the dog did?
Yes, it appeared to.
Oh, dear.
Yes, oh, dear. You'll be here for breakfast.
Yes, a skirmish for tea. Mm.
Well, I'm very glad you went over.
Glad?
Yes. Now you can see the kind of man we're up against.
Yes.
I've got a little scheme. Hmm? The situation may yet be saved. Ah. This girl must have some attire.
It's already well
seen. Now, don't interrupt. Gertrude has gone out for the day. And, as I say, this girl must have something to wear.
Well?
As I say, the girl must have some female garments. Well, Gertrude has plenty and she's gone out for the day.
Do you mean?
Yes. By Jove, you're a marvel. I don't know anyone who'd have seen it so quickly.
You don't really seriously suggest that I should go and get some clothes of Gertrude's?
It's that or surrender.
What do you mean, surrender?
Tell Gertrude the girl was under the table while she was outside.
And you were under the table?
With the girl.
Alone?
For a long time. Or keep Gertrude from finding out.
Ever.
By getting the girl some clothes.
So, clothes?
Or Gertrude. Choose.
Carried. Now, what will she want?
We better ask Rhoda. Rhoda!
Yes?
We want you here a minute. Mr. Twine's just going to get some clothes.
Some of Mrs. Twine's.
Oh, but really, it's very kind of Mr. Twine to think of it, but I couldn't wear her.
No, you see?
I mean, they'd be too old for me.
Oh, but she's got some new ones. No, you fool. It's simply to have an outfit here in case you can't get your own.
Oh, I see.
Yes, now, what would you want? Just tick off the items with Mr. Twine.
Oh, well, it's very kind
Never
of Mr.
Never mind
Twine.
That. Tick off the items.
Well, just a frock and something to go under it.
Do you know what goes under it? All right, I know. A bodice. Has Gertrude got a bodice?
Oh, I suppose so.
You mustn't suppose. No, you must know. You've been married for years. Get a bodice.
All right, a bust one.
Certainly not. A sound one.
That's all right.
Is it?
Yes, bust. You know. Be careful what you're saying.
Sorry. Harold began.
And some shoes and stockings.
Only with the stockings you'll want to arrange for them to keep up.
Oh, and possibly a hat if he can manage it.
Oh, easily. Manage your hat. And choose the things that Gertrude won't miss. Put them all in a bag.
When I've done this, I'm finished with you.
Then do it quickly. You can take Gerald's car. Go on. He said he had a boy. It's my car.
Yes, let him have the car.
Oh, all right, then. Hurry up, then. Come on. Hop in the car. Come on, I'll come and see you off. Good luck.
Mr. Popkiss, may I ask you something? I want your advice.
Do you? Well, come on, then. Tell me all about it.
It's only... Well, I couldn't help come here, but... Isn't it my duty now to give in and go home?
Your duty? Well, who to? Me?
No. I meant your cousin.
Oh, old Gerald. Oh, well, you needn't worry any more about him. You're coming with me in the car, aren't you?
Yes, if you really don't mind.
Oh, if I don't mind, well, you needn't let that worry you. But you'd like to come with me, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I'll take great care of you.
I'm sure you will. I knew that directly I saw you.
Did you? Well, that's fine, because, you know, directly I saw you, I knew something too. When you came out of that room last night onto the landing and smiled that little smile of yours. Yes, that's the one. Do you know what I knew then?
No.
Well, I... well, no, never mind. We've plenty of time for that. Anyhow, you're glad you're coming with me in the car, aren't you?
Oh, yes, very. But I want to go to friends in London. Can you go all that way?
Can I? You try and think of some friends in Scotland. What a bit of luck that I'm here, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I mean, of course, old Gerald would probably take you himself if I wasn't here, but he's married and so on.
Yes. I'm afraid I've done quite enough to compromise him already.
Yes. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. But what I meant was, it would be wasted on him.
Oh, I see. Then you're not married.
Me? No, I'm not married. Not... yet.
Oh, then you're going to be.
What? Well, I didn't think so.
Clive, oh.
Harold's on his way.
Oh, I think the kettle's boiling.
Oh, is it? Good.
I'd better see to it.
Yes, I'll come with you.
No, stay here, old boy.
Oh, well, I haven't seen a kettle boil for years.
Look here. This is no time for kettling. Every minute's delay is dangerous.
But she's coming with me.
In Gertrude's clothes?
Why not?
But no, people may see her. We ought to get our own clothes. What about an offensive on putts? A combined offensive?
No. Cut putts clean out of it.
Silence. We soon have Fürchterlichkeit. Strom und Drang.
That's it. I'm not going to be involved in this any longer. I'm determined. They can say what they like. Gertrude ever found out. I'll just say her clothes went to the jumble by mistake. Oh, it's all too much. Right. I'm going to tell them. Look here, you chaps. Take Gertrude's clothes for this young lady, but that's it. I'm out.
Not only do I hear, but I see the bag.
What in heavens? The dog.
You think to give my stepdaughter tea, Claude? You shall not it.
Shall not it what?
Is that you, Harold?
Help!
I got the bag.
He's got the bag of Gertrude's clothes.
You get old woman's clothes, Soroda. You shall try and send her from me and her dot. I will eat you hot like hell.
Diplomacy, I think.
Yes.
Now, look here, Patty. Why not let us come and take some of Rhoda's things?
Or else. What this else, Or else we won't. I give.
You will?
I give. I bring here. And I wait. And she put on these clothes. And she come back with me to the house.
No damn fear.
So, I also have no fear already. You shall try and send her for me, Unter, but I will make you hot like hell.
This is where we came in, I think.
A dignified retreat.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
What about me?
What about Harold? Take the dog for a walk, Harold.
I win. Deutschland über alles.
No, Clara, Gerald is not ill.
He's not dead.
Dead? Dead. Much worse than that. No, he's very alive.
I wish you would explain.
In front of Mother.
Please,
you were warned. We all warned you.
You'd send her back to Putz if I let you.
Clive, be careful. I warn you. Don't rouse me too much. I get like a lion.
You were a damn fine lion when Putz came this morning.
Who suggested a retreat?
Gerald. If we quarrel over her, she might go home.
Oh, yes, all right, old boy. Sorry.
That's all right, old boy.
You too?
What?
Sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Can you see anything?
I can see the sea.
What about shops?
Oh, yes, several shops, all closed. Perhaps they close early in Chupton. Perhaps they go to bed by four.
Don't be sensible.
I don't know. Stop, and we'll ask what's open. Excuse me, we're looking for a shop.
We got a shop, lots of shops.
We want to buy some clothes.
You want the gent outfitters?
No, we want to buy some female ladies' clothes.
Oh, yes.
Do you know of such an establishment?
Yes, my brother's the man who keeps the milliner's shop and his sister-in-law runs the ladies' clothing establishment.
Ah, direct us, dear fellow, direct us.
My brother is in the town band.
I don't care if he's in the fire brigade. Round him up.
He's in the band on the front.
Oh, I remember. It's a sort of local regatta.
Which everyone goes to.
Including his brother's sister-in-law.
To watch her brother-in-law.
Play in the band.
Which means...
the shop's shut.
That's right.
It seems hopeless. I can't really get to London without my things.
Well, are you sure there are no more of Clara's things among your luggage, Gerald?
Another pair of golf shoes. Two more pairs of golf stockings. Oh, and an umbrella.
Oh, a string of beads and we're home. I say, couldn't you trick Putz somehow?
If I went over there dressed in any old dress...
Well?
I could say, here I am, all ready to go to London. Then he might give in.
And hand over your own things?
Yes. When he's winning, he's a devil. But if he thought I'd beaten him, he might plead.
You hear that? Hmm? Just any old frock, and we could get all her things from pleading Putz.
Yes, there's something in this. It's worth trying.
Yes, I just said so, old boy.
Any kind of frock would do. I believe I could fool him.
Good girl.
Yes, good girl, isn't she?
I just said so, old boy. Now, don't start arguing, old boy.
I wasn't arguing,
Look, if
old
you
boy.
Go on quarrelling because of me, I shall leave the house immediately.
Ah, Gerald, dearest cousin, told you so.
Yes, Clive, old friend.
Now, this frock, let's go and get one. You forget the regatta. There are other towns within reach without a regatta. Never thought of that, did you?
I never said there weren't.
No, but you never remembered there were.
Of course I did.
Aren't you pleased I thought of this idea?
Yes, of course I am.
Did you hear that? She's pleased.
Well, go and find one if you're so clever.
I'm going, and I'll take the car.
There you go again. My car.
Well, hell's delighted for your sake.
You don't say, may I take the car? You say, I'm going to take the car. Now, that's what
gets
my
goat. Why don't you both go?
Yes, we'll both go.
Get the engine going, then.
Oh.
Please don't quarrel with Clive again.
Our little friendship mustn't end here.
Oh, your kind of friendship never ends.
Oh, dear, 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 no. Isn't that nice to think of?
And the same with your cousin, of course.
You do like him, don't you?
Oh, yes, I think he's awfully nice.
He's an awfully simple, soft-hearted chap. He's very fond of canaries. Stay well hidden in the bedroom.
Mrs. Leverett, what are you doing here? You weren't told to come back by Mr. Popkiss?
Him, no, and he'll pop no more kisses after this.
What do you mean?
You wait near what his wife's got to say.
His wife?
You can't get away. I saw you this morning. I takes the tray in his room and says, your breakfast, sir, and there you was.
Why didn't you speak?
Oh, I did speak.
Well, I can guess you sneaked to Mrs. Twine.
Don't you call it sneaking. That's brazen. That is brazen. I know my duty.
I see. And Mrs. Twine went off to get his wife?
And will shortly be back.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, see who that is.
You order such a bout as what is yours to order.
Thanks for the lifeboat.
No, thank you.
Oh, support our lifeboat.
No, thank you. My husband is on board.
What about the gentleman who's come here? Has he got his little flag?
Out.
Well, what about the one who's staying with Mrs. Twine? They said he was here.
Oh, well, he's not here now, miss.
Oh, how too crushing of him.
No little flags at all. Well, good morning. Perhaps I'll meet one of the gentlemen in the road.
Perhaps you will, and it wouldn't be the first time you've done that.
Excuse me.
Well, it takes a good deal to surprise me.
I need a frock.
Yes, I can see.
I know you by sight. You live in Chumpton, don't you?
That's right. My name's Poppy Dickey. I've heard about you, too. What's this little episode?
I'm in great trouble.
Well, I'm not surprised. I've asked for a bit of trouble myself before now, but I've never chased it quite as hard as this.
Come inside and let me explain.
Where is Mrs. Joyful?
In her kitchen. We'll go up to the bedroom.
And you slept in here last night?
I had a row at home.
Oh, but last night this was?
Yes.
And met these boys?
Yes.
And you've stayed here?
Oh, yes, I've had to.
Oh, like you are now?
Yes, more or less.
All night and ever since?
Yes.
Oh, think of that. And me selling flags.
But I do want help.
You don't strike me as wanting much help.
Oh, I do, terribly. Oh, stay and help me. There may be trouble. That's why I want your help. Listen. Lend me that frock for 10 minutes and I shall be saved.
Really? And what'll I be?
Those two will be back directly. You wait in here and tell them.
Me wait in this bedroom with no frock on for the two boys?
Yes. Oh, it would be wonderful if you would. You'll do it.
Well, it is a bit out of the usual, but I can see you're in trouble. Oh, yes, but you're sure these boys will enter into the spirit of the thing?
Of course. They're darlings. You'll be doing them a good turn, too.
Yes, but it's me I'm thinking of.
Well, you too, because you can sell them flags for the lifeboat.
Strikes me, I am the lifeboat.
I spotted the shop.
It was my idea in the first place. But I think Rhoda would like to know that I chose the dress.
Not actually, old chap.
What do you mean by that?
By what?
By what you just said.
Well, I meant that you didn't actually choose the dress. I did, and I suggested going to look for a shop. I just don't want Rhoda.
Mr. Twine.
Oh.
Well, sir.
Well?
Well, well.
I didn't expect to see you.
Why not?
I didn't think you were here.
Why shouldn't I be here, sir?
Oh, for no reason I know of.
Do you know anything?
No.
Yes, no.
No.
No?
Yes, no. Mrs. Leverett.
What now, sir?
You said something about, did I know? Tell me, do you know something?
Do I know what?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure I don't know.
Do I know what you don't know?
Yes.
Well, if you don't know what you know, how do I know if I know it?
Oh, I think I'll get out. Oh, dear. Here comes Mr. Pobkis back.
Oh, does he? I've had enough of him today. I'm going back to my kitchen.
I've got a frock.
A frock?
We've got a frock.
You have?
I went and bought it.
We went and bought it.
And I've got everything else. We have got everything else.
My idea, old man.
You said you weren't going to start that again.
But what about Gertrude's bag?
Well, go and get it back from Butts.
I won't. Blow you both off.
I beg your pardon, but you make me lose my temper.
I'm going.
Right, I'll take these things up to Rhoda.
No,
I will. I shall go as far as the door.
Look out, something appalling.
Then don't bring it in here.
Gertrude, Clara, and the Daily Woman at the gate. Clara.
A treason! Somebody's done the dirty.
You swine of a Twine.
No,
it's Gertrude. Hmm? But don't say I said so. Goodbye, you fellows. Goodbye.
Oh, Clara, what will I do? What will I say?
So are the girl.
But her mind's been poisoned by Gertrude. Mm,
so are the girl. That's enough for anyone.
Gerald.
Oh, Clara, darling.
Oh. Oh, Gerald. If there were anything wrong, could you kiss me like that?
Of course I could, darling.
Couldn't you, fool?
Couldn't you, fool? Couldn't, darling.
Miss Leverett, is that girl still here?
She is in the bedroom.
There.
She is still here?
Brazen she is.
No shame.
Gerald. Perhaps you will tell me why that girl is still here.
Go on, the gong's gone.
Certainly. I'm very glad she is.
Am I?
Delighted. There you are. I'm delighted. She came here last night. Poor little soul. Alone in pyjamas. In pyjamas alone. Driven from home. Driven by Putts.
Rubbish. She's a notorious girl.
She's the sweetest little girl I've ever seen.
She's certainly the sweetest I've ever seen. Almost.
I tell you, she's above suspicion.
Like Potiphar's wife.
Radiates purity and innocence.
Well, I haven't accused. I'll see her and judge.
Yes, go on. Call her out of that room.
Quite right. Yes. Little girl, come out of that room.
Now you shall see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sir, she's my baby. Yes, sir, she's my baby. Oh, sir, she's my baby now.
Come in, Nickers.
Clara, I told you so.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to clear up and clear out.
We shall miss your bright, cheerful face.
What's the meaning of this?
Don't ask me.
Is that the girl?
No, it isn't.
Then who is it?
Who is it?
I didn't put it there.
Some mistake, darling.
Rubbish. You said come out, and out she came.
Yes, but this wasn't the one we wanted to come out.
That's another local girl. She's one of the Dickies.
Yes, she looks it.
They've evidently been collecting all the fast girls of the place.
Don't you start on me, Mrs. Twine.
Where's that girl from up the road? Is she there, too?
I don't know any girl from up the road.
Why did you come here?
I came here selling flags, and I went upstairs to mend my frock.
Gertrude, where are you going?
To find her frock.
I caught it on the gatepost.
Oh, it's all a pack of lies, I know that.
Oh, darling, not a whole pack.
Just as I thought, there's not a sign of a frock in that room.
Then this is the one that was here all night.
No, darling, I keep telling you, a much better one than that. The other one radiates purity. Nothing like this dicky thing at all.
Well, you're a nice one to try and help.
You think you're helping me?
Of course she is. A jolly fine effort, well tried, Miss Flax.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad someone's got a glad hand.
It's quite clear. You were to stay here and tell lies while the other little wretch escaped. Go back to that room, and I'm going to tell your mother.
You try. Mother's a sport, and she hates you like hell.
I see. There are two of them.
That's right.
One each.
That's right. No, there aren't two. No, well, yes, there are two, but Clive, can't you say something?
Why are there two?
That's you.
Now, get this, Clara. For some reason, about which we're a trifle hazy, there are two. Namely, radiates purity and flags for the lifeboat.
And one's as bad as the other.
No, she's worse.
We've never set eyes on this dicky thing, neither of us. I don't quite know why I haven't, but there it is.
If it wasn't all some intrigue, why didn't you ask for my help last night?
I'll tell you that, Gertrude, because you're a jealous, green-eyed, backbiting woman.
Oh, thank you, Clive.
That's all right. She's got some more to come. You're very fond of calling other people liars, but what about you, with your vile scandals and venomous libels and dirty little tattling tea parties?
You'll gain nothing by rudeness.
I don't care whether I gain or not. It's well overdue to you. And Clara, don't you accuse Gerald. The girl he's defending is the victim of a wicked scandal.
Quite right.
You needn't lose your temper. Just because you arranged for the girl to be here last night and then weren't allowed to stay here yourself, too.
Oh. Mother!
Where?
We left her in the car.
Good.
I'm not bringing her into this den of vice.
We must see she's not being ill.
Oh, very well. I'll go.
Clara, darling, don't you go too.
Oh, I know it's true what she says. You're only trying to deceive me.
No, I'm trying not to.
Now, look here. We must play our trump card, that's all.
Have we got one?
Yes. I'm going along to that house.
No. Don't risk bringing Rhoda back. She's too pretty. She wouldn't go well. I know she wouldn't.
No, I don't mean her. I'm going to get Putz.
Putz?
Yes, I'm going to get a big boulder, fling it in the pit of Putz's stomach, and run like hell.
Clive, that's fine. Mm. Oh, that'll show Clara. Infuriate him. Don't throw stones. Throw words. Clara.
You can't even misbehave yourself without Gertrude finding it out.
No, I know I can't. Nobody can.
Then you did misbehave yourself.
Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
I hate to. But a girl coming in here with pyjamas on.
I didn't want her to have them on.
What?
I mean, I'd rather she'd been wearing a hat.
I am trying to be loyal and loving.
I know you are, darling, and I'm trying to explain it away. To explain, I mean, without the away.
I don't think you need to try to tell me any more.
Oh, thank you, darling.
No. You admit to keeping the girl here all night.
No, dear. Letting her stay here all night. That's all the difference. Think of this poor little girl. She came here last night through the long and dewy grass. She was soused. I mean, soaked.
I don't care.
But you must care. The poor little soul, she was cold. Her trousers were wet up to the knee, so what did I do? I gave her mine.
Oh, trousers?
Yes, my spare bedwear pair. I couldn't turn her out again into the dark and dewy night.
Why not?
Well, I didn't want mine wet as well.
Why did she leave home?
Why? Well, think of her home life, with only this man and Mrs. Nuts. A great big brute of a man cracking a whip, cracking her and cracking nuts. I said I must save her. Clara would wish it. So I saved her till this morning.
It sounds a very unlikely story.
Yes,
That's what I told Clive.
Clara, we must do something with Mother.
One moment.
Ah, Clive.
There's someone here I want you to see, Clara.
But, yes.
Is he all right?
Livid with fury.
Good. Now, listen, Clara. You've got to be told about this man, the stepfather.
He's not her stepfather at all.
Judge that when you see him.
And once you've seen him, you won't want to see her.
You'd help to save any girl from a devil like that.
He's a monster. A fiend in human shape.
A violent, savage swine.
Without respect for God or man, you wait and see. Ah, this is the man, yes. Come in and say your worst.
First? Oh, nine. I want to say you something nice. It is now all right.
Doesn't look all right to me.
No, certainly not. Look here, if you can't misbehave yourself properly, you'd better go.
Will you kindly say what happened last night?
They tried to take her from me. All of the night, she stay away from me. But I forgive her, and I forgive you, my dear friend. Absolutely.
You liar! This is no good. Go on, infuriate him. What?
Oh, please. I wish for peace.
Is this the fiend in human shape?
He's the wrong shape today.
Clara, you mustn't believe this lying German humbug.
I believe my own eyes and ears.
But you can't believe his nose and mouth.
He is the quietest man I've ever seen.
Don't go, Clara.
No. 1 hour apart from me and back you go.
Back where?
Back to your old life with Clive.
It's Bogner again.
Look out. Here she is. Hello, Rhoda.
Hello. You're dressed.
At last. Is this the girl?
Yes. But don't be misled. She doesn't look nearly so nice in pyjamas.
She certainly doesn't look what Gertrude says.
I'm not. But your husband's been tremendously kind to me all the same.
Oh, not tremendously, just kind.
Well, I finished this job.
Hold on. I see a ray. Hmm?
Ah, you, Mrs. Flanagan. That was a deliberate untruth you told us last night.
Me? How dare you? What do you mean?
You told me this little girl and this man Putz were living in sin.
What is that? What you make?
That's an awful thing to say.
Who shall say of her?
Ask her.
You are who?
I only said I'd always heard.
You are who to say of her, Rhoda?
Mrs. Twain told me.
That's Mrs. Twain.
Gerald, how dare you?
Her. God, you shall say of my stepdaughter that she is not so good as a dunk, a shrank, a flute, a camel.
People have the manners of...
Try Himmel Donnerwetter!
I'm not staying here to be spoken to like that.
Donnerwetter! Deserve. I let him bite you. You say my stepdaughter not so good.
I'm sorry. I'll never say it again. I promise. Call the
You
hound
will
off.
Say good things in future.
I will say wonderful things. I promise. Only call the creature off.
Very well. I will take off my belly handkerchief and hold him.
I think you mean your commabound.
There. Now he is held. Oh, dear, I must trouble you as my trousers are on the descent.
Oh.
Oblige kindly by holding up the trousers while I again obtain the handkerchief from my dog.
Oh, dare you. I will not hold your trousers.
Then I will lose the dog. I cannot hold the trousers and the dog.
Oh, don't let the dog go. I will not be attacked again.
My trousers are on the descent already. My shirt.
Someone might see. All right. All right, I'll do it.
That's good. So, you hold the trousers. I get my belly handkerchief.
Oh, quick. Don't take all day.
I untie my belly handkerchief.
Kindly refrain from that language.
Gertrude.
Oh, Harold. Oh, Harold, where have you been?
What are you doing?
I can explain.
What are you doing with that man?
Holding up his trousers.
Let him go.
I can't.
At once.
My trousers!
Ah!
Home!
Please, Harold.
At once.
Harold!
Gertrude!
Yes, Harold.
Shut up.
Gertrude was played by Anne Jameson, Harold, John Grillo, Putz, Carl Doering, Conrad, Percy Edwards.
What will you do?
You saw my stepfather. He isn't really so bad.
Oh, you can't stay with Putz and Nuts and what's it?
Why not?
Well, not forever. You might want to get married.
I've never wanted to settle down.
Nor have I, as a matter of fact.
I should think it's pretty boring.
Oh, dreadfully. Look at one's married friends.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Still, one can't stay free forever. Can one?
Can't one?
Clive, Brett Usher. Rhoda, Melinda Walker.
Clara, please come out.
No!
Oh, please don't go on being angry.
You should have told me straight away.
I know. Oh, please come out. Clara, my goodness.
Oh, sir, she's my baby. Yes, sir, she's my baby. Oh, sir, she's my baby now.
Wonderful.
How do I look?
Oh, stunning.
I've never worn pink cami knickers before. Do I look as attractive as Rhoda and Poppy?
Oh, every bit.
So you did find them attractive?
Darling, I love you.
Darling.
I don't believe my eyes. He's at it again.
It's all right, Mrs. Leverett. This is my wife.
To my dearest love.
To my darling Gerald.
Mrs. Leverett, a glass?
Oh, very well. May you have favours, nice as mine.
Let's drink to that.
Gerald?
Yes, dearest.
Gerald, Ian Lavender. Clara, Helena Breck. Mrs. Leverett, Elizabeth Bell. Poppy Dickey, Jenny Funnell. Mr. Leverett, David Garth. Rector, Colin Starkey. Baby, Thomas King. Music composed and played by Ed Welsh, accompanied by Ron Asprey. Rookery Nook, the novel and stage play by Ben Travers, was adapted and directed by Peter King.